And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Like, you know the deal. The show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. And we know that to be true because Georgia is now number two on the podcast list. Whoop, whoop. So anyway, the lovely McQueen is joining us. And by the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's nowhere else I would rather be.
We're glad you're, well, I mean, maybe on an anniversary trip, but no, I can't.
No, this is awesome.
I can't let that happen.
We got to be here.
I know I already told you, but we joked that we went out for an anniversary lunch to like the most popular Mexican place at town that we always go to. And then they sang happy birthday to our son because it's almost his birthday. So it was really awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. And Boomer told me that the free babysitters are out of town right now.
That's
so
right.
Come on, how did that happen?
I know, so sad. I tried to book them for next week though. So,
okay, hey, we're gonna lighten the mood up. All right,
good.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wow, maybe.
Depends on
how we respond to these questions.
Okay,
but all right. So y'all know the deal. We ask questions for the benefit of our audience. Boomer and McQueen, they are two of the people in the background that help make this show work. Right? Boomer's not so much in the background. He's like in the foreground, always talking. But McQueen steps in once in a while, graces us with her presence, and she also does a great deal to support the show. That being said, they got opinions. Here's my first question for you.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We got to do the sound effect.
About to jip us.
I totally forgot. I feel so bad.
I was
about
ready
that.
Over here.
I can tell. All right, here's the deal. Joe Biden is like 80 years old. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell's 81. Dianne Feinstein is, I think, 90. Chuck Grassley is 88. Richard Shelby just retired at roughly 88 or 89. So here's my question for you. Should there be, I mean, there's a minimum age to be required to run for office, to run in D.C. You have to be at least 30 years old and an American citizen. Should there be a maximum age? Should there be a maximum age to, I mean, we've got some octogenarians, some of whom very questionable health right now, but does that mean anything? What do y'all think?
Yes. I think so.
Oh, wow.
We both jumped in.
There's my answer right there. Yes.
Well, okay, did you happen to see Mitch McConnell? Was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
He got, like, it almost, he froze mm-hmm. up on the stand.
For a long time.
He was like, it wasn't just a freeze. It was like a,
I don't know what's
going
happening
on
now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we just saw something come up about Feinstein. She, like, they were doing a roll call vote, and she couldn't hear him, and she started reading off something that she had in her hands, and somebody had to help her vote.
Yeah.
That's not right.
No.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. No senator elected to cast a vote should be so susceptible to someone else telling them what to do that they cast the vote the way they're told. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
No, people are making decisions, huge decisions for us.
Yeah, we hear that her staff is basically running her Senate position.
Well, I think so. I think back in May, she was super sick and had to stay in California for an extended
like a
period of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then said, oh, I'll be back. Or maybe more like, I'll be back.
But you remember, too, when she came back, her staff announced that she would not be running for re-election. Well, good, because she's 90.
But, I did not know she was that old.
But she didn't know that they had announced it.
Oh.
In fact, she was asked in the hallway. She goes, no decision's been made. And they said, madam, your office issued that press release this morning. And she said, why would they do that? Probably because you told them to, Senator.
You just don't remember.
So age limit. You think there should be an age limit?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's the same as just like with term limits that like, you know, they stay in office for like their own self-interest. You know, maybe not every time. There may be some people I should give the benefit of the doubt to. But typically speaking, and I think if they had a limit, there's a less time. There's more, I mean, motivation because they have a timeline when they have to get things done instead of just sit there and... I don't know. It's almost, I feel like it's almost like a contest of how long can I be in, you know, be here.
I agree with that. But it also, we've talked about this on the show before, is it's almost like their identity.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and they don't know what else to do after they're done serving
their
time.
If they're not called senator, what happens to them?
Yeah, exactly. So then they're just, let me just you know, I'll just do it again and do it again. And then they just get stagnant.
Yeah,
it's
like a title ego thing, I think.
Yeah.
Now, President Trump, if he was to get elected next year, he would be in his 80s before his term finished.
Right.
So,
well, now let's change all that. I'm just kidding.
All right, but I look at it and think, okay, Is it situational? Should there be, rather than age limit, should there be a cognitive test?
I mean, is there like a medical test
or something like that? Yeah, I actually like that idea.
I mean, look at Biden versus Trump. Trump can actually walk around and carry himself like he is still...
Well, he's still... His mind's sharp. He's sharp.
He knows how to exit stage left.
He still can control a room versus instead of controlling a room where Biden walks in and everybody's having to... help him.
All right, but did y'all just waffle on me then? Are you for age limits or no?
No, yes. I'm for age limits.
I still am. Okay. But I do think that, I think a cognitive test is still would be a greatly beneficial thing too.
Okay. Then I get into the fairness question. At what point do you institute the cognitive test? And here, I tell you what, rather than me poisoning the well and giving you my thoughts on it, what are your thoughts? When do you implement the cognitive test? Everybody,
right.
Or what do you
do? So maybe when you hit a certain age, then you're required to do the cognitive test.
You're
and then
crap
it's more extreme and more intense when you get to a different age. And well, so it's like they have to get through multiple tiers and layers.
Multiple
of
tiers. I look at it as well, and I know this is a whole different topic, but you look at it as, you know, elderly drivers, mm-hmm. as well. When should they start, you know, taking another driver's test?
I have a good friend whose mother just passed away, unfortunately, but she was 90. And only in the last 6 months did she have any problems. She was still mowing her own grass.
Mm-hmm.
She was still going out to her friends, playing bridge at the club.
Yeah.
You know, doing all those things. So it's obvious that some people, and like my friend Jim Martin I talked about earlier in the show,
right.
He died, he was just short of his 100th birthday.
Yeah.
99 years old, it was only in his last year that he began to evidence the fact that he was in his 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like he was in his 75s.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And I think,
it does, it varies so much person to person. Like our neighbor, he's 94, yeah, he mows his own lawn, he goes out
does
and
he
like,
really?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
he goes
I mean,
out
he's
and runs.
Out there more than I am. I'm like, man, I want to be like you.
But you would think he was like 70, and not even that, because there's some people that are 70 that look, you know, older. So,
well,
yeah, tests need to happen.
I think you're both right. I think Boomer, you said it that some of these folks, they have an identity crisis. It's their identity.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do if they're not in office. Part of me looks at it and go, you're 85 years old. Don't you have grandkids? Don't
yeah.
you care about life outside of Washington D.C.? Do you have
yeah.
to be
outside
there?
Outside of politics, for sure.
And oh, by the way, I know that seniority is what runs D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You earn the right to be senior, but you know what? If some of y'all get out of the way, then other people will be senior because you'll be out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer. I think that it would be reasonable to do an age limit. I don't know what it would be. We could pick one, 72, 75.
Mm.
Modern America is healthier than older America used to be. 50 years ago, nobody 75 would probably been there. But I still believe that an age limit would be appropriate. I do believe, though, that At some point, there needs to be a trigger for a cognitive test, and we're
yeah.
seeing some of these folks that are serving that are not cognitively aware.
Yeah. When other people
I
are
like
making
it.
The decisions, for sure.
All right, we're going to jump to another one. You ready?
Why,
okay,
they, why
do
don't
it.
They ask us these things? Like,
yeah,
things?
Come on. Just, we're right here. Just listen.
We're,
come on, y'all.
We're policymakers now. All right, here's my next question for you. Totally different subject. You ready? Yesterday was a wild day in D.C. There was the whole Hunter Biden thing. There was Mayorkas getting grilled in front of the congressional committee. And then there was another congressional committee that held major hearings on UFOs. Are they here?
Oh, boy.
It wasn't like a little bit. It was like three highly respected retired military officers claiming to have firsthand knowledge of the government keeping information on
when they serve.
One of
right?
them said there were biologics, meaning non-human remains that were recovered. Another one said, I've seen them personally, and nothing in our arsenal can do what those things were doing that my planes could see. And so here's my question for you. Are they here, and how do you feel about it?
I'm ready for this question. I'll let you answer first, because I would like to hear your thoughts.
Oh. All attention on McQueen
because
right now.
So I didn't know there was anything about UFOs. No, actually, this is what I do know. This is what I know about this and my thought. Trump tweeted, I hope there's no UFOs or life on other planets, because you know where all the federal government's money is going to go if that's the case. So that's my take. That's about all I knew. No, I guess to me the biggest thing is, because I don't really know. I don't have, a whole lot of thoughts because I didn't see the case. But the fact that the U.S. government has hidden all this and was keeping it secretive and it was all this locked up info and multiple counts of it, to me, that's the big issue. Like, what are we hiding? What are we trying to cover up? So to me, that's like the biggest part of this, because then I don't know. I feel like if it was actually was like life on, you know, other planets and the UFO stuff, I feel like we would know about it. I feel like they wouldn't.
Would we?
We've just barely gotten to the moon.
They could have that little Men in Black thing, and they just zap us, and we're like, oh.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, I still have that whole like whole theory about did he really ever touch the moon? Where were those pictures? He was
only
one there.
Oh my gosh! Okay, let's turn over to Boomer real quick.
Your turn now.
This show just became one of those late night radio shows where they talk about conspiracy theories.
Oh man. We could have real fun with
that. Hang on, are you a flat earther too? Is that what's happening right now?
Oh my goodness!
All right, Boomer, your thoughts.
UFO. I love all the sci-fi movies, so I'm a huge sci-fi movie person.
You're like living out Star Wars
so
right now.
Knowing or hearing about these UFOs and possible aliens, except I can't call them aliens anymore because that would hurt their feelings probably.
Okay.
They're not green.
So I think it's cool that they talked about it. I don't know what came from it, but you know, I mean, the galaxy's huge, so who knows what's out there?
Is the God of all creation?
That's what I was about to say. God created us. How come he can't create some other being?
Okay. All right, then my last question before the break, then.
I don't know what else to say other than that, because he can.
My last question before the break, then.
Yeah.
Does it worry you?
Oh, so what worries me...
The fact that it was covered up is what worries me.
No, okay. What worries me is if the government or the entire world finds out that there is aliens, what would the world do? That is what kind of
2020 is kind of ringing a bell. Huh?
Well, I mean, you know what? I mean, what would they do? What would the world do? Would they freak out? Would they be like, "Oh, cool, sounds great"?
Nope.
I don't know. That's what freaks me out. Not that there would be aliens. What would we do?
I think you'd see a mixed bag.
Yeah.
I think you'd see a mixed bag. I think there'd be some George Floyd riots going on, people looting, trying to get that last flat screen TV for the Earth ends. I think you'd also see,
I'd
see people partying on top of the rooftops, begging the aliens to take them to their planet. And I think you'd also see the military on, you know, DEFCON 1.
Right.
And, or is it DEFCON
5?
Space
Force,
I forgot which
now,
way it goes.
You know?
Exactly. I think it'd be a mixed bag. But I also think you'd probably see a whole lot of people going to church because they'd be worried about what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I like that question. I'm a sci-fi movie person, so I just love movies.
All right, take us to a break,
so.
Brother. We'll run out of time. We'll come right back. We'll do round two with Boomer and McQueen right here on their anniversary day. They're giving us some of their time. But, this is where we flip the script. They asked me a question, and I just see how I do. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. All right. Coming back to you right now, round two of Boomer and McQueen. You know what? Since I did it wrong before, let's go ahead and play the whoop whoops again, like right now. Now we're in. All right. This is the part of Boomer and McQueen where I'm not asking them questions. They're asking me questions. So, who's got my question?
All right, I got a question for you.
Boomer has my
question. All right, I'm
going
to jump in on
this.
This does not involve a country music song.
No, it does not involve a country music song this week. So my question to you is, I just saw, I believe it was a hearing bringing in, is it Penn State? Or it was one of the universities that had the swimmer that was a transgender.
Yes,
but I think
UPenn was one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So what they were doing is having a hearing with all these witnesses of the team that have already graduated. And what they were talking about was one of the team members said, yes, the university said, we don't have any option but to undress in front of the transgender.
They gave them no options.
That's what they said. And they said, you're not the victim. The dude is the victim, basically.
Really?
And so that's what they're saying. And so there's, what is going to come of this? in the world today, and through the universities, through the schools. When is it going to end? What is going to happen?
So, first of all, there will always be unhealthy people making unhealthy decisions. And this gender dysphoria thing has been ramped up into a, it's real. It's not a psychosis. It's real. It's a psychosis. You cannot tell me that you were born a male, but now you believe you're a female and that's to be considered acceptable and normal. But what they're doing right now is they're demanding in almost a faddish kind of way. Like this is I hope it's a fad. I hope this is going to be the kind of thing that we're
really
going to see.
A really short-lived one.
I hope it's going to burn out like real quick because it's wearing out its welcome. It is absolutely wearing out its welcome. Not that it was ever truly welcome, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
At some point, it can't make sense anymore, especially when they're starting to involve small children or minors, or for that matter, things like what you just described, where women who have an actual legal right to security and privacy, Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself said that. They have an absolute right to, you know, that level of security and privacy, and they're being told by those who have their lives in their hands, you don't have an option. You're going to stand right there, and you're going to undress in front of the dude and pretend that it's okay, and he's the victim, not you. That's absolutely asinine. So where do I think it's going? I think it's gonna burn out sometime soon. You're gonna see more and more state laws. You're gonna have a fracture across the nation where there's gonna be that patchwork quilt of liberal states like California. You're gonna go, come one, come all, be what you want to be, live your truth, and you're gonna see more and more people flooding out of those states, and their population will not only decline but their birth rate will decline because you know. And then on top of that, you're going to see the other side, which is going to be states like, yeah, science, thank you. Fertility does not work that way. But then you're going to see states like Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, others that are going to blossom because they're going to protect their citizens and people know where they're safe. So there's that. Here's the other thing. I am very concerned this is going to wind up leading to physical violence in some places. Sooner or later, some guy is going to find out that his little girl was in a locker room.
Yep.
I mean, even a college-age dad is going to find out his little girl was in a locker room and subjected to something that shouldn't have been, and someone is going to be subjected to a beating because of it, or for that matter, there may actually be revenge. Mm. And this is where you're looking at, y'all are putting society in a place where you are determined to make these flare-ups happen.
Well, that was my precursor question after that was, where are the parents? Even though their kids are in college, where are they?
My parents would have been involved if they said that.
I would be involved if it was my kid.
I would have been heavily involved. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, that.
So that's,
I agree with that. I mean, completely.
Yeah. And you know, praise God, us three haven't had to deal with this directly. I mean, you guys are both in college athletics, and praise God, you didn't have to deal with it. You're both raising kids that could, knowing your kids are going to be college athletes, it looks like. And I've got grandbabies now. Luckily, my kids grew up without having to deal with it. But I pray over and fear for my grandkids, and I don't want them to see this kind of stuff. That being said, yeah, sooner or later, I'm really concerned there's going to be a flashpoint somewhere because someone is going to have a rightful sense of indignation. And they're going to carry it out with a violent response. Mm. And it's not going to be good. Mm-hmm. Not going to be good at all. All right. There. Did I answer your question?
You answered it.
That was off the cuff, bro.
It was.
That was a good answer.
Anybody got a stupidest story of the week?
You got one? You got 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. I got one. So this lady in Maine.
Story.
Okay, it's stupid. Just say it's a stupid story. Okay, this lady in Maine, her dogs went out to go to the bathroom, and there was a bear outside, and the bear was going after the dog. So what did she do? She punched the bear, and
really?
So she broke her hand and had to get stitches in her hand because she punched the bear going after her dog.
Well, it was her puppies.
It's a bear. It was a black bear. It's ginormous. It was like twice her size, and she punched it.
All I know is I want her on my side.
I know. Come on down. You're welcome in the South.
Y'all are supposed to say, that was a good, stupid story.
No, that was like
that
righteous.
Was really stupid.
I'm like,
I only had 30 seconds. If I would have elaborated more and gave you more of the background, it would have been better.
All I know is she punched a bear, and I think it's awesome.
Yes.
All right.
Who does that?
Is that the music playing?
That's it.
All right, brother. Boomer McQueen, we love you. Thank you both. We'll be back again next week with them. In the meantime, y'all stay tuned. We're going to the second part of the Triple Dipper coming up next. Y'all stay tuned.